The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I think between our first reading and the Feast of St. Matthias and our gospel here, where Jesus says, just as I have followed the commandments of my Father, so you must follow my commandments, we see this kind of transmission of authority, of power, the power of love. And that's what led the apostles to replace Judas. He just wasn't seen as just, you know, one of the group, because then if he's just a friend among a group of friends, you don't want to, you don't need to replace him. But the apostles, even at that time, saw their office or their position more than just a relationship with Christ, but also an office, a responsibility to be shepherds of the people. And that's why Peter, moved by the Holy Spirit, felt that they need to replace Judas with Matthias. The other, I think, interesting thing is we see how they turned to the Holy Spirit. They didn't say, okay, we're going to come together and we'll decide. But they did it through prayer and used a simple way. We might say, well, you know, how scientific is this? Casting lots. It's about being scientific. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to work through them. Again, we see that collaboration between them and the power of the Holy Spirit, although this was before they received the Holy Spirit that descended on them in Pentecost. And then in the gospel, Jesus again says, go and bear fruit. If we love Jesus, we have to be bearing fruit for him, for the sake of the kingdom. It's not just about us. It's about sharing the good news that we received. Just like Peter said, whoever we choose must be someone who've seen the risen Lord. That's what we proclaim. But the apostles did not just proclaim it by words. They proclaimed it by deeds, deeds of love. They gave their life just as our Lord and Master gave his life for us. That's the fruit that we need to bear for the sake of the kingdom. So maybe today, as we reflect on our gospel reading and our first reading and on the apostles in general, maybe we can reflect, how am I bearing fruit for the sake of the kingdom? What am I doing to promote and continue to build the kingdom of God, to continue the message of Christ? Am I a witness of his resurrection? Have I allowed his love to empower me to do what Jesus did, what the apostles did? It's a process. Obviously, we don't get there. We don't fully live it all at once. But what we need to reflect on, am I growing in my love? Because it's that power of love that will lead to giving fruit, to bearing fruit. It's the way people see us that we love, because that relates it to Jesus and to his resurrection.